Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is promising to launch a series of small attacks similar to that failed plot in late October when two bombs from Yemen were found on cargo planes bound for the U.S. In the group's English-language magazine Inspire, Al-Qaeda says the plot was a bargain, costing just over $4,000 but costing the West billions in new security measures. Pat-downs come to mind. Well, today we want to take a look at just how air cargo is screened. Right now, all packages on passenger planes are passed through machines that detect explosives, but that's not true for things on cargo planes. Earlier this month, Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Ed Markey introduced a bill to require cargo companies to screen all of their cargo, but Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano said that would be infeasible. Doug Laird is president of the aviation security consulting group Laird & Associates. Doug, do you agree that to require companies to screen all the cargo on cargo planes would be infeasible?
When you say all cargo, that creates an issue, because keep in mind that some cargo could be things such as animals, racehorses, cows, that sort of thing, automobiles. It's amazing what can be in the belly of a 747 aircraft. If you're talking about smaller items of cargo that will fit through a portal that's 30 inches wide, it's feasible to screen that sort of thing.
Well, and we know you have some thoughts on how screening should go. So first of all, how is cargo in cargo planes currently screened?
One form of screening would be what's referred to as a known shipper. In other words, you ship on my airline regularly, I know who you are, and you've attested to the government authorities that you're doing certain things at your facility to ensure the safety of that cargo.
And what are those shippers doing? I mean, are they putting things through X-ray, or, you know, how are they screening?
Depends on the size of the item. Some go through X-ray. Some are physically inspected. But they attest to the fact that that cargo is secure.
Well, in fact, we know that that's what you recommend. You know, a coordinated system where you trust the shipper, you know how they screen, and you only accept cargo from that trusted shipper. But isn't that the problem that we're all dealing with here, which is as soon as someone figures out who a trusted shipper is, they might slip somebody in there because they know about that trust?
That certainly is a possibility, but the issue they face, the authorities face, is that today we have no technology that really is capable of screening cargo to the degree we screen your suitcase when you take a flight.
Well, so you've really, just in that one sentence, made us understand that you can't certainly have machines for horses and cars, but it's part of the problem that a lot of the cargo companies, they don't want to pay for this. It's costly. And is there any thinking anywhere that, well, maybe they might have to pay a little bit more for screening? Everybody's suffering a little bit because of the threat of terrorism.
There's always a cost concern, of course, and the question, though, is, how much money are you willing to spend, and what is the degree of probability that the technology will find what you're looking for? That's the big debate. The other thing is a lot of the things that are shipped are time-sensitive and they're perishable. And so they have to be shipped in a relatively short period of time, or your load of fish on ice will go bad by the time it gets from Narita, Japan to JFK.
Things we don't think of. Well, since the foiled bomb attempts from Yemen, the U.S. has adopted some new security measures. They've barred high-risk cargo from passenger planes. Do you know what that means, by the way, high-risk cargo?
Well, they're talking about toners. Toner cartridges, and to me that's, you know, depending on how they're shipped, those are relatively easy to scan, so I'm not sure where they're coming from.
Well, and this is because the bombs were built into these ink cartridges that weigh more than a pound, and they're prohibiting them on carry-on and checked luggage. As a consultant, are you telling companies, you know, watch out for toner cartridges?
No, the toner cartridge isn't the issue. If you had a toner cartridge more than 16 ounces in your checked suitcase, when that suitcase went through the EDS machine, that's quite easily to determine whether or not that's a threat. So it's coming at it from the wrong way. Next time they'll just put it in a different device, maybe a hair dryer.
So what are you telling your clients?
That we do the best we can with what we have. We need to put a lot more money, when I say we, the government needs to put a lot more money into research and development to have better technology. And I think we should probably take a real hard look at spending a lot more money on intelligence, because by the time you get to the airport, we have both hands tied behind our back.
That's Doug Laird, president of the aviation security consulting group Laird & Associates. He's speaking to us from Reno, Nevada. Doug, thank you.
Sure.